And then it comes, a crossroad, a choice point. There we stand, frozen to the spot. Which way now? Right? Left? Straight? What weighs down each of those choices? Which way does our heart tell us to go? Which makes sense? Which is God's way? The answers aren't easy. A crossroad can bring daunting spiritual pain. And it can bring us to our knees. It can even bring us to destruction. Tonight, we have an expert on the crossroad of declaration. The Apostle Peter is with us. Peter is famous for his choices. Some he would be proud, some not. Peter, we seem to know you so well. We hear of you often in the Scripture. It is good to have you with us today.
I'm here to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am his servant and follower. But I think I know why I'm here. And I'm not pleased.
No. I thought you would be happy to be among us with your good news.
Yes, certainly. But I suspect you want to focus on a time when I did not make a choice to be a proud witness. A time when I failed.
Well, that is what's puzzling to us and why we want to look at that event. That time when you denied Jesus. It seems hard to understand. You were a leader of the disciples, the one who seemed to understand Jesus and what he was doing as Messiah.
And I thought I understood. Jesus even complimented me on my bold witness to who he was as God's Messiah. He called me blessed, filled with God's word.
But then, even after you were warned, you denied him 3 times.
If I could go back now and face that crossroad again, I would know what to do. You see, I thought I knew what Jesus was doing then. In spite of the times he told us that he was going to suffer and die, I still thought that he would be what we hoped he would be. After all, he paraded into the city of Jerusalem in a way that said that he was the coming promised king. I thought we were on the way to having God's Messiah as king and ruler. I didn't know what all that talk of suffering was about.
And that's why you could not speak his name when you were in the priest's courtyard?
At that point, everything was going wrong. He wasn't supposed to be arrested. I even tried to fight for him. And he wasn't supposed to be on trial. Where was his power? Where were his miracles? Where was his ability to simply walk away when they threatened him? That point when they accused me, I saw Jesus failing, and I failed.
Were you afraid?
Afraid? Well, I guess so. But I was baffled, confused, I was disappointed, and I was in despair. And that's not an excuse, but that's just what happened.
You had said you would even die with him. Didn't you mean that?
Yes, that was my quick mouth. Another time I spoke without thinking. I just said that to impress Jesus and the others. I was looking for another compliment. It was important for me to know that Jesus respected me, thought I was worthwhile. I needed him to appreciate me and what I'd done for him.
Well, and his warning? Didn't you hear his warning?
Well, Jesus, he said many things. And you know, from time to time, I didn't really understand. I guess I just wasn't listening. It was easy for me, and I'm sure for you too, to see myself as strong in the faith, able to speak the right words, able to be the one to stand for Jesus, able to witness. But when I was in that situation, I could not choose the path I knew I should have chosen. I couldn't say the words I knew I needed to say. It was dark in my spirit at that moment, and I couldn't see. I couldn't speak.
A terrible time then.
More terrible than you could know. Oh, I know that all of us find ourselves at places where we know we should speak the good word. I know what it's like for you. You find yourselves among those who dirty their minds and mouths with words that hurt or shame. I know you find yourselves among those who misuse God's name and act as though his commandments don't exist. And I know you struggle in your minds with what to say and do in those situations. The questions come, will my words of faith be of help? Will they be effective? Won't what I say set me apart from everyone else? Make me look foolish and ruin my relationships? Isn't it better to keep quiet or just go along? I know. You may not face a time when your words would put you in danger for your life, but certainly there are times when we all find ourselves at a crossroad that calls on us to boldly speak Jesus' name and God's will, and we fail.
You know us too well. We do not speak the words that we should when we should.
I guess the best part of my story is that I didn't finish my discipleship in tears of failure. Jesus came and he found me that day on the beach after he had risen. He loved me enough to call me back after I turned my back on him. Do you love me? He asked me 3 times. And then he sent me to feed his lambs and his sheep. And here's the best part. He calls us all back. He doesn't leave us in our failure. And he doesn't turn away. He is there each day with the forgiveness we need to go on another day, to face one more test and to stand at one more crossroad. And by his power, the power of his Holy Spirit, we can be what he wants us to be, what we want to be.
St. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." That's our affirmation. That's our calling. We can stand and speak the good news because he has done all for us.
Certainly, most certainly so. Since that day that Jesus recommissioned me to be a fisher of men, I remind myself of his unconditional love and grace for me, and I tell everyone that I meet to remember that in Christ, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Seek his light.